Pakistan's peace agreements with Taliban militants have drawn concern from NATO forces, Afghan officials, and the U.S. government, who worry they will be short-lived truces that only undermine the war against Taliban and Al-Qaeda fighters. But a day before leaving on his first trip to Kabul, Pakistan's foreign minister, Shah Mahmood Qureshi, pushed back against critics during a forceful speech before parliament.
When we talk of peace, we also have to tell our friends, who at times are cynical about the peace negotiations that Pakistan has undertaken, look at the spirit behind that negotiation. The spirit is not capitulation. The spirit is not compromise. The spirit is peaceful coexistence.
Pakistan's border tribal regions, named Fatah, are populated by fiercely independent tribes that have long opposed any central government control. But Qureshi says many people in the region have been caught in the crossfire between Taliban militants and the Pakistani army, and the locals now mainly want peace. The foreign minister said if the government can win over residents by bringing peace through dialogue and, if necessary, military force, officials can try to end the region's economic and political isolation.
This area has been deprived over the last 60 years, and that is why this government feels that this area has to be amalgamated, has to be integrated into the main streamline.
In Afghanistan, local officials and NATO commanders have worried that those long-term plans will not get off the ground, and withdrawing Pakistani security forces from parts of the border region will mainly allow Taliban forces free rein to regroup and launch attacks. But Qureshi said that Pakistan should not shoulder all of the blame for the Taliban insurgency.
The insurgency, is it being tackled fully and completely across the border, has to be seen and has to be debated. To what extent has the government of Afghanistan been able to establish its writs outside the urban cities of Afghanistan?
In recent years, Pakistan and Afghanistan have accused each other of not doing enough to combat Taliban militants, stunting cooperation between the two sides. On Wednesday, the new NATO commander in Afghanistan, U.S. General David McKiernan, said a top priority is recreating a joint military commission, including Pakistan and Afghanistan, that addresses border issues. Barry Newhouse, VOA News, Islamabad.